Hello everyone, I'm Georgia Myland, so welcome back to the channel. This is about Alexander Waugh, who died way back in July. I've had this on my to-do list, but I'm doing it now. Perhaps a bit of a loose end. So Alexander Waugh, a magnificent writer who deserved to be much more widely known and appreciated than he was and so he came from a very distinguished family, the son of Auburn Waugh and the grandson of Evelyn Waugh. And he wrote about them very memorably in Fathers and Sons, the autobiography of a family. It's published 20 years ago. I remember when I was working in Cannes about 7 years ago, and I read it and I reread it and I devoured it. And it was hilarious, very revealing as well. And he also wrote a lot about the Wittgenstein family. He was, as in Ludwig Wittgenstein's family, that was it, Jewish philosopher, Cambridge Don, who happened to be at school with Hitler. In the same class for the same while. Two more different people you could scarcely imagine. And Waugh, I admired him in many ways, but he was a bit of a kook going along with the Oxfordian theory. That is that the Earl of Oxford, Edward de Vere, is the one who actually wrote Shakespeare, that the son of a glover from Stratford-upon-Avon couldn't possibly have had the wherewithal, as Shakespeare would have written, to pen all these magnificent plays because he simply wasn't educated. Was it 34 Shakespearean plays? That series been doing the rounds since shortly after Shakespeare's death. There's almost nothing by Shakespeare's in Shakespeare's hand, and blah, blah, blah. There's no copyright, that somehow a nobleman felt it was beneath his station in life to be a lowly dramatist. Why he'd want to attribute them to Shakespeare, I don't know, rather than somebody else. So Waugh, he was born in Belgravia, as in the area in London around Belgrave Square, which was the district to be in. And indeed, his mother was a noblewoman. So he on his mother's side he had noble blood. He went to Taunton School, and as he recorded in that autobiography, he was the first male in about five generations to fail his Oxbridge interview, and he went to the University of Manchester where he read music. So he was a journalist writing in the Mail on Sunday, the Evening Standard, in the late 80s, early 90s, those being the days when journalists got a salary straight off. There was none of this unpaid internship stuff, and property was astonishingly cheap compared to now. I remember when I was a baby, we briefly lived in Kensington, an ordinary middle-class family, and the street we lived on, De Vere Gardens, as I mentioned De Vere earlier on, is now the fifth most expensive street in the United Kingdom. You would have to be a multimillionaire to even rent a one-bedroom flat there. Wow, it's just the difference is staggering in a fairly short space of time. Anyway, he'd been a freelance tutor in Paris, and he hilariously wrote about that weekend towards the end of August where there was not a child in Paris, so no one to tutor. He ran out of money. He had to choose between cigarettes and food, and he said, "I decided the fags would be the greater comfort," and so on. He was a friend of Sir V.S. Naipaul. That celebrated writer. It wasn't even a Nobel laureate, who died some years ago as well. A chap who also went to UNIV. And I remember when I went up to UNIV, V.S. Naipaul's letters home to his father were published in some newspaper for a while. There was a talk by Sir V.S. Naipaul, which I didn't go to because I was falling asleep all the time back then. What was it? Glandular fever or something. So, he wrote for various other publications, often reviewing music. He used to appear on BBC Four and things like that. So he was droll. He was original. He was fast moving. And he married Eliza Chancellor. That did him no harm in Fleet Street, because her father, Alexander Chancellor, was a very well-known Fleet Street figure, editor of The Spectator for 9 years, one of its longest serving editors. There'd been other people like Nigel Lawson, like Boris Johnson, now Fraser Nelson, who'd been editors of The Spectator, a right-leaning, fairly maybe middle-brow publication, quite expensive, not a huge readership, doesn't aim to have it, is not that political, but it'll be about, there'll be wine, literature, anything, commentary from around the world. So it's no doubt that there were some very important introductions made by his father-in-law. So other people think it's absolutely daft that Alexander Waugh can believe in this ludicrous Oxfordian theory. So he and his good wife were blessed with three children. He had prostate cancer, and unfortunately that's what he died of. He died in Somerset. I think that's when his father died. He wrote movingly of seeing his father's corpse. He just wanted to see it. It was a sort of cigarette paper yellow, he's saying, and that was not his father, that was just a carcass, but nevertheless wanted to see his father, and how there was a near riot with the police in the funeral. His father, though a right winger, was virulently anti-police. Nothing would have amused him more. His father, who was a contrarian, rather libertarian, all in favour of hunting with hounds and so forth. And his father, Bron War, who was very acerbic, waspish, or curmudgeonly, and was outspokenly anti-working class journalist, and so on. He used to write hilarious things like, "You are most cordially invited to fuck off." And so forth, and assistant writing and pronouncing football as two separate words, football, and so on. Very anti-American, rather Pecksniffian, reactionary. Now, Alexander War wasn't quite like that, but was humorous and creative in his own way. So he published lots of books, and they weren't all on music, but classical music was really his bag. He was into opera. Very difficult to have to get these things published. Fairly religious, brought up a Catholic, not as God-bothering as the previous generations of his family. So very sad that he died at the relatively young age of 60. So old father time, well, waiteth for no man. Get on and do and achieve what you actually want to achieve. So the Earl of Onslow, who was a Tory peer, was his uncle, as in on his mother's side. Right, and he had a very distinguished lineage going back several generations, and there were Scots many generations before. The war was actually pronounced woof in Northern England, where they'd been to, and there was some real religious loon who was an ancestor of theirs who promoted this theory, a bit like Alexander War, real kook of a different kind, that all the evidence of evolution was planted by Satan to tempt us away from Jesus Christ, to test our faith, because only those of great faith could still believe in the face of such overwhelming evidence. Well, that is Alexander War. Thank you for watching my video. Belated though this is, this elegy to him. Well, elegy is probably aggrandizing it over much. Make sure you subscribe to my channel on Patreon, donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. And remember, I do online lessons in academic IELTS, English language, English literature, history, politics, French, geography, religious studies. We see for GCSE, 13 plus, 11 plus, A levels, international baccalaureate, and I'm a tour guide in the London and Oxford area, a Windsor and so forth. So let me know, direct message me if you'd like to do that. I've had a number of inquiries in the United States, Australia and elsewhere, and I can give you a personal tour tailored to your needs. I'm not available every day. I'm in demand. Prices available on demand, going around by train or public transport or car if you want to, your car, taxi, and showing you all the things, entertaining with witticisms, as well as informing you about the most fascinating facts or the places that we shall see. Thank you for your time so very much, and make sure to disseminate the good word about my splendiferous channel. Cheery bye-bye.